All right, it's time now to get into a new edition of the Canterra Seeds Golden Sheaf program, celebrating the connection between the province of Saskatchewan, the farming industry, and hockey. And joining us today is Clay Sliva of the Melfort Mustangs. Clay, first of all, thank you for spending some time with us today on behalf of the Canterra Seeds Golden Sheaf program, especially in the midst of this crazy playoff series that you guys are in right now.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You know, it's been just kind of been a struggle. You know, I've been tired most days, but, you know, thanks for having me, and see what we can do tomorrow as well.
Well, you know what, Clay? The perfect little segue for that is I bet all the time you spent on a farm growing up as a kid has probably helped you with these late nights and early mornings, I imagine. So let's get into the hockey side. We'll get into the agriculture side of it a little bit later on, but let's start with the hockey. I know it's been a fairly whirlwind season for you. Let's start back at the beginning with the Yorkton Terriers. You were born just up the road. You played 2.5 seasons with the Terriers. You grew up in Yorkton minor hockey. Can you tell us a little bit about how special that opportunity was for you?
Yeah, that was fun. You know, I always grew up going to Terrier games. I think I've said that in a couple interviews. But yeah, it's been fun, you know, kind of playing in my hometown, kind of, I guess, being classified as kind of a hometown hero and being named captain. And, you know, I always had friends and family come watch me. And, you know, I was just kind of always close to the farm as well. And so days off, I would go home and, you know, help out as much as I can. So.
And that's awesome. And yeah, and we'll get into that for sure. When you found out about the trade to Melfort, what all went through your head when you found out, and when you found out that it was going to be Melfort, how much excitement did you have there?
I was pretty excited. I was kind of up in the trade deadline that was coming, and I was just kind of, you know, thinking about different situations and scenarios of, you know, where I could go, or, you know, it could be in another province too. And you know, we kind of narrowed it down after we played Melfort. Trevor came in, and you know, they kind of worked out a deal. And when I heard that I was going to Melfort, you know, I was more than happy be going there. And you know, Trevor's a great coach, and you know, he trusts in me a lot. And yeah, I was happy to go there. So
was it a difficult transition for you? I mean, you played 2.5 seasons in the orange and black. Again, you grew up numerous years in Yorkton minor hockey. You did have a little minor stop in Tisdale there, but for the most part it was all Yorkton in the area. Did you have any tough transitional periods there playing in the blue and green and really playing away from home for the first, you know, real time in your career? And what was the hardest part of switching for you?
Yeah, it was actually a hard decision for me to make, because it was kind of on my part too, is if I wanted to go or if I wanted to stay. It was kind of like up to my decision. And you know, it's hard. You know, you play with your friends and family, and you've played in Yorkton in front of the home crowd for 2.5 years. And you know, I haven't really been away from home that much. When I was in Tisdale, I had my COVID year kind of, so I wasn't really away that long either. And you know, it was sad to leave Yorkton. I definitely would have liked to stay there and ended my junior career off with them, but you know, I was pretty happy to go to Melfort, and I think I clicked right away. You know, the guys were really welcoming. Trevor was really welcoming, and my billets are awesome, and I've had a ton of fun here in Melfort. So,
yeah, I was going to say, like, really, you found your groove since joining the Mustangs. You and Ryan Duguay, Aiden Hutchinson. I guess let's talk about those two guys for a sec. What about those two guys is so special? And, I mean, between the three of you, what makes it click so well for you guys?
Yeah, I think we click so well is because we all have kind of a – we all have something to bring to our line. Like, you know, I got a little bit of speed and a little bit of grit in the corner and stuff. And, you know, you give the puck to Hutch, and he's just amazing. He can make something happen all the time. And then Duguay, he can do it all. Like, you give that guy the puck and he'll back in net or make a pass or take a hit to make a play. Like, I think we just kind of connected well off the start. You know, Blevins kind of told me when I came in I was going to be that top six role. And fortunately, I don't have Summers to play with anymore. You know, I think we clicked. We played up in Tisdale a little bit together. But, you know, I think I found my groove with Hutch and Duguay, and we've been trying our best to, you know, produce for the team and hopefully keep it going. So
yeah, absolutely. And just, I think back, you know, we were talking about it just before we started the interview here, Clay, but, you know, your triple overtime game last week, you know, even in the second or third overtime when you guys were all gassed, everybody was gassed. You guys were still out there, the three of you, cycling the puck in the offensive zone, controlling the puck. So clearly you guys have found some chemistry there, and that's pretty awesome to watch. And so let's talk about those playoffs now, because obviously your first round matchup against Estevan, it was I'll say only a 5-game series, especially now you're in the game seven coming up here, but only a 5-game series. But that was a very tight series. I think you would admit that was close, very close, all 5 games. And now you're entering a game seven, multiple overtime games, a triple, a double, a single. You guys are almost hitting for the cycle here. So you just need to hit a 4 overtime game on Tuesday. And I hope that doesn't happen. I shouldn't have said that. But it's been a fairly grueling playoff run for you guys so far. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, it's been a ride for sure. You know, my first year with the Terriers, we made it. We beat Melford in actually seven, so there's kind of some bad blood when I came. But, you know, then we got swept by Estevan, and, you know, you're gassed after that. But now you're in a situation again where you're going to game seven in the second round, so I kind of know what it has to take to win. And, you know, those game sevens, it could be anyone's. But I think if we bring our game and we're at home here and we got lots of energy from the fans, I think we could do it. So, you know, kind of like being tired, it has to be like a kind of like a mindset in playoffs. Like, obviously you're going to be tired, you're going to be beat up, like, you know, you'll be bruised, you'll be cut, you know, everything. But I think if we can just play our game and, you know, kind of use as much energy as we possibly can and leave it all out there, we'll have a good outcome. So
yeah, for sure. Now you've been a young guy in this league, you've been an old guy in this league now, Clay. You've had a few young players stepping up for you guys in the midst of a couple of injuries. You've had, you know, Tristan Zayola, Owen Nelson, Jackson Keurig, a couple of guys. Those younger guys have stepped up for you in a big way. Can you talk about how important those guys, those kids, I should say, have been for you guys going in these last few games especially?
Yeah, definitely. We've had a lot of injury trouble. You know, it definitely sucks. Probably don't deserve it. But yeah, those APs, you know, anyone we've thrown into the lineup, they've stepped up. And our APs actually carried us that one game. They had those two big goals and actually helped us out with the win. So, you know, those guys will hopefully be playing next year, or if anyone goes to the Western League, like Nelson signed in Lethbridge, you know, I think they'll be good. But, you know, even like our rookies this year, we got like Shepherd, Patterson, and sadly Westerlund's out, but, you know, they've stepped up as well, and they've helped us out when our top line, you know, maybe a little bit of a slump, but they've been more than willing to put the energy in and put the time in to help us out win.
Yeah, absolutely. Last hockey one for you here. It's a two-parter, though. It's kind of the same question and just phrased in two different ways, but what's the feeling in the room right now heading back to Melfort for game seven on Tuesday night, and what is the message from the coaches and the leadership group here in the locker room?
No, we can't panic. No one's panicking. I think we're good. You know, we got a lot of confidence in ourselves, and, you know, we probably should have won these two games, I would say. You know, we outshot them. I thought we played really, really good. You know, their goalie's been standing on their head, hit a few posts. It could have went either way, but we're going to have a little practice here this afternoon. And, you know, Blevins just keeps saying, like, be calm, be confident in ourselves. Don't worry. And I think we'll have a little leadership group meeting after practice today. And, you know, just tell the rookies, you know, don't be nervous. It's just another game. It's kind of one of the funnest games you ever play, game seven at home. It'll be loud, it'll be electric, and, you know, hopefully we can get it done. So
yeah, those crowds have been top-notch all series long, so I can't wait to see the crowd for Game 7 tomorrow night. Let's get to the agricultural side of this chat now, because like we said earlier, this is the Canterra Seeds Golden Sheaf program. So, Clay, you have a deep history in farming in both your family, but also just in your own personal life. Growing up just outside of Kenora in the Parkland region, southeast Saskatchewan, what does agriculture and farming mean to you and to your family?
You know, it means a lot. Kind of growing up, it was hockey in the winter, and then as soon as hockey was done, you know, March, when I was playing in Kenora, it was straight to the farm. And even when I was playing in Yorkton, as soon as hockey was done, it was straight to the farm. So kind of took my mind off the rink a little bit, and, you know, it's kind of been in my life forever. My dad's put in a lot of work, you know, pay for hockey and stuff like that, and, you know, I love farming. You know, hopefully one day I can farm and get my kids to farm as well one day too.
Yeah, so you mentioned that your dad was a multi-generational farmer. It's really deep-rooted in your family. Growing up for you, what kind of roles did you have around the farm, you know, as a kid, as a young kid growing up?
Starting off, you know, you kind of always did the dirty work, or you kind of stayed in the yard, you know, in the garden or moving stuff around. And, you know, but as I got older, you know, my dad's trusted me a lot more as my grandpa got older. And even when my brother was gone, you know, playing hockey and he couldn't be around, I had to step up. And yeah, I kind of do everything now, whatever my dad needs. So
you mentioned that even in the off seasons now, as a late teenager, now you're into your 20-year-old year. What kind of work do you guys do in the off season then to kind of stay involved?
You know, usually after like playoffs or something, or after my season, I'll go home and, you know, help prepare for seeding in the spring. And then during seeding, I usually do lots of like the field work, the harrowing, the, you know, desiccation, you know, spraying, getting ready for the drill. And, you know, I'll haul a little seed, and I've started to learn to seed a little bit when giving an afternoon off from my dad whenever he's tired. But, you know, that'll be a couple of years before he completely hands it over to me and trusts me, but it'll come.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you mentioned even like while you were playing in Yorkton, you know, during the season itself, you actually got to go out to the farm a little bit. What kind of stuff did you do like during a hockey season?
Yeah, so like the first couple of months when the season starts, it starts pretty early. So it's like September, October, you know, sometime there. So we're usually harvesting during that time. So kind of days off or like weekends off sometimes during the early season, I'll go home and I'll run combine or run grain cart for dad as many hours as I possibly could, you know, stay overnight at home and then drive back for practice. And if I can do it again the next day, if I can't, then that's fine. But, you know, I try to help out as much as I can. You know, my family's done lots for me, so I try to give back, even though I'm playing hockey. And yeah.
That's so cool. And so this year, Canterra Seeds launched their Golden Sheaf program, of course, which this interview is a part of. And so it's celebrating the connection between Saskatchewan-born hockey players, agriculture, and then the SJHL as a whole. So you won the Sask Player of the Week a few times this season. How cool is it to have that recognition for you as a Saskatchewan-born player this season?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, my first couple of years, I don't think I even won any of those awards. But, you know, coming in my 20-year-old year, it was cool to be named the Sask Player of the Week or the Month or whatever it was. I can't even remember.
I think you got both.
Yeah, it's nice to be recognized. Both? I got both?
At some point in the season, I think you got both, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice to be recognized. You know, you put lots of hard work out in the field. And, you know, as much as you love hockey, you always got to go back to your roots in farming. But, yeah, it was nice to be recognized for, you know, kind of what I do away from the rink and, you know, what I do on the ice as well.
Why do you think now, I mean, again, you've been a part of it your whole life, so this is probably just very natural to you, but why do you think the connection between hockey and farming and / agriculture is so huge in this part of the country?
Yeah, I think when it speaks for itself, Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, you know, kind of in Saskatchewan, farming is kind of the biggest thing you could possibly do for work around here, and yeah, I think it's just a big connection, and it's nice that the SJ is kind of recognizing that farming's a big part of the league, and you know there's a lot of farm kids that play, and usually those farm kids are tough and they work hard, so I think it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I was a city boy, so I don't qualify for that, but I was, you know, Moose Jaw and Regina growing up, so I'm a little bit on the outside of that part of it, but it is very cool to see the connection and celebrate the Saskatchewan kids, of course, throughout the season. Now, you mentioned it before, but do you see a future for yourself in the agricultural industry? And if so, what's kind of what do you see your path going down the road in that industry?
Yeah, 100%. I love to farm, you know. You know, hockey's done a lot for me. I've enjoyed my time playing hockey. And, you know, I want to end up being on the farm. You know, I want to end up taking over. I want to end up helping my dad, you know, helping my uncle. And, you know, hopefully my brother will fall too. And that means playing a couple more years of hockey, that's fine, my dad said. If that means, you know, not playing and going straight to the farm, then that's okay too. You know, I've had my fun playing junior hockey, but, you know, I'd love to go to school and maybe play hockey and study a little bit of agriculture or something, maybe like a science or maybe like a trade or something. But yeah, sooner or later, you know, it'd be nice to farm and maybe play a little bit of Sask senior hockey, as it's kind of a big deal here in Saskatchewan, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Now, I'm just noticing on your hat, JDC Egg. What's the story behind that that company or that hat there?
Yeah, JDC Egg is the feedlot I work at just outside of York. And JDC Egg, they gave me a job my 19-year-old season with the Terriers. So kind of like after practice, instead of just going home and, you know, doing classes, I decided to work. And so JDC Egg's a background in feedlot of cattle. Just south of Yorkton, we push about 5,000 head, and you know, we feed cows, we process, we vaccinate, kind of everything, bed. So they gave me a job and kind of put hours, and then usually in the summer I work there too. So,
well, Clay, the future is bright. Whatever you decide to do, we love having you in the league, and thanks for being such a great ambassador for both sides of it, the hockey side and the agricultural side. And best of luck on tomorrow night, Game 7. Of course, that's what's coming up next, tomorrow night, Game 7. So best of luck there and the rest of the way.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me. So it's been fun.